In the summer of 1966, the Monkees released The Last Train to Clarksville. The song went to number one on the Billboard charts, and many people went in search of that last train to Clarksville. That journey led many people to this town and one particular train depot. They're still coming here, and we'll go too on this edition of The American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Dave Straka helped restore the old rail depot here in Clarksville, Tennessee. People may know the depot for a supposed link to a hit by the Monkees.
Michael Nesbitt had been stationed at Fort Campbell in the mid-60s, and at the point that the railroad was ending train service here, that's where the song came from.
But while group member Michael Nesmith was in the Air Force, he never was stationed here.
Actually, what had happened was they were trying to come up with a name, and they came through a town called Clarksdale. And for whatever reason, it became Clarksville. He said he didn't know at the time that there even was a Clarksville, Tennessee, that with Fort Campbell nearby.
David Elliott used to ride the trains that stopped at this station and later helped bring the depot back to life.
We tried to take ownership of it very early on, though we never could prove our point. It has always been quite a popular song here in Clarksville.
The Monkees released their song in 1966. The last passenger train left Clarksville, Tennessee in 1967. While this station didn't inspire the song, don't tell that to all those who stopped by the depot.
I would say very definitely, if they are trying to find a connection, we have people coming to the train station just because of the song.
Today, the station looks much as it did back in the mid-1900s, when trains passed here headed for Memphis, Louisville, and points beyond. But it's the supposed last train that left this station that still has people stopping. Traveling the countryside on the last train to Clarksville, I'm Andrew McCrae.